Well, friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So Epiphany is not just a single day of celebration in the church, it's a season. And on each Sunday of this season, we look at a special event in Jesus' life where his presence as God is manifested in a unique way. So the word Epiphany, it means reveal. So the trajectory then of Epiphany is to uncover the various ways in which the gift given to us at Christmas, Jesus, is indeed God made flesh. So the beginning of Epiphany was last week, and it started with the Magi bringing gifts and worshiping Jesus as King, and today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. Next week we look at my favorite miracle, which is Jesus turning water into wine. And then after that we look at Jesus' reading of the Isaiah scroll, his rejection. And then we end the Epiphany season with the transfiguration. So there's a road, there's a trajectory we're going on. And then I found out this week, I found out actually recently that there's the newer week of Christian unity in all of this, and it's where we come together to proclaim those ways that the revealed Jesus makes us one. And in fact, we're doing a prayer of unity, not this week, but the following week at St. Bonaventure in order to celebrate that. But as a whole, Epiphany is a time when we get to see the different ways that Jesus shows us that he is God in flesh and how his presence is a sign of the inbreaking kingdom of God, how the kingdom is here. See, Jesus' baptism is an epiphany, a revealing of our Lord to the world in a new way. And you heard Luke's version of the baptism this morning. While the worship of the Magi showed how that Jesus was a king, worthy of worship and offerings, his baptism shows us Jesus' unique relationship with God the Father. The baptism scene painted by the author reads, "The Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven that said, 'You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" This gives us a clear image of the Father's relationship to Jesus. Jesus is not just a part of Israel and the covenant. He is not just king to rule the Jewish people. He's not just a prophet like John. Jesus is God's Son, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, and he has come to do the Father's will. When Jesus came to be baptized by John in the Jordan, he came to be publicly identified as the pivotal figure in the movement towards the kingdom that he proclaimed. So the number one thing, what was the number one thing Jesus spoke about in Scripture? This is a real question. This isn't rhetorical. Number one thing Jesus spoke about in Scripture. Love one another. He said that a lot. Sure. Kingdom of God. That's right. The number one thing Jesus spoke about was the kingdom of God. And this is not us going to heaven. I think often we interchange heaven with kingdom of God. But in fact, the kingdom of God is heaven coming down to us on earth in a real and a tangible way. The kingdom of God is something that people were expecting to take over the earth. It was something that would storm the shores of creation and take up residence around us and in us. And the prophet Isaiah, he wrote what that kingdom was going to look like. We read in Isaiah 11 this beautiful scene of what creation will experience when the kingdom of God is not just on the horizon, but is here and now. When it comes in fullness, when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead. Isaiah writes, "The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. The young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. And the young child, would it put its hand in the viper's nest, they will neither harm nor destroy on my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the water covers the sea." See, Jesus' baptism is the great neon sign that God is taking steps through the ministry of Jesus to mark the turning of ages expected by John and all of Israel. It's now taken place in him. Jesus' baptism, it points to a worldwide paradigm shift for how God is going to accomplish God's plan. See, in Jesus, we see the kingdom as both present and future. Present in that we get a glimpse of it in Christ, and future because it's not actually everywhere yet. See, Jesus and his signs in the present, they point us to a future way the world is going to be. So when the Magi worship Jesus, it's a sign that all of creation worships. When Jesus heals and encourages and sacrifices and blesses, these are all present and future realities of how creation will live and be. See, the plan that Jesus is instituting is one of new creation, not world abandonment. And right now, you are caught up in the divine plan when you are baptized into the name of Jesus. When the words of the pastor are spoken over you, when the water is poured, you were made one with God. And the same words that the Father says to Jesus, he says to you, "You are my child, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Whether you were baptized as an infant or whether you're baptized as an adult. And if you've yet to be baptized, God is calling you to do so, to be one with him. See, God is calling you to be participants in the new creation that is happening here and now, and that will someday be completed. See, because Jesus has been revealed as God's Son, things are headed in a specific direction, a kingdom of God direction, and the course of history is bending towards new creation. Jesus says, "Behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." A more literal translation of that is, "Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. You church are a part of the plan. You're not just recipients of it, but actors in it. You have been tasked with a mission, not to passively live in the world, but to be actively involved in it. Since our baptism, new creation is in us that's trying to burst its way forth. So friends, go from here. Call people to repent. Forgive sins. Spread joy. Render compassion. Feed the hungry. Reconcile broken relationships. Call that family member. You know which one. Encourage each other. Foster trust. Be generous and give people the benefit of the doubt. Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. And pray for those that hurt you. Friends, the kingdom of God is coming, but it's here in you. Live it. Be the kingdom in this place. Jesus is our epiphany of the kingdom. He reveals God's plan. He gives us our identity as sons and daughters. And he calls us to join in the kingdom mission. Amen.